A flag-raising ceremony has been held in Accra to mark the 68th UN Day, with a call on the UN and the international community to partner Ghana to achieve sustainable development. Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Kwesi Kwarte, who made the call, said Ghana needs support to achieve identifiable targets. He expressed the need for young diplomats to be engaged in discussion on the relevance of education for the attainment of sustainable development. We bring you a report by Victoria Haji and Deborah Arthur.
UN Day is celebrated every year to recognize how much the organization contributes to peace and progress. It's also a time to reflect on what more can be done to realize a vision of the UN for a better world, in view of the fact that the major focus of international discourse currently centers on sustainable development. The theme for this year's celebration is providing quality education to promote sustainable development. Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Kwesi Kwarte, described the theme as appropriate and in line with the government's agenda of promoting equitable development. He said preparing the youth with fruitful and inspiring ideas will contribute to advancing the ideals of peace and security at both national and global levels.
With the 2015 deadline for the Millennium Development Goals fast approaching, we must intensify our efforts to attain most, if not all, of the life-saving MDG targets at the global level. We must also prepare a bold and practical post-2015 development agenda to succeed the current one. In the case of Ghana, important progress has been made on many fronts. Available data indicate that extreme poverty has been reduced by half since the year 2000. We are also on track on achieving MDGs 2, 3, and 6. Indeed, school enrollment, gender parity, and reduction of HIV/AIDS have all seen dramatic progress.
The UN Resident Coordinator, Ruby Sandu Rojon, said one of the most powerful policy instruments for promoting equity is education. She also mentioned job creation, which will help do away with child labor. Madam Sandu Rojon called for the strengthening of national and regional efforts in reducing child labor under the post-2015 development framework.
One feature that is not fully addressed under the current MDG framework yet, but that is increasingly defining the 21st century, and we cannot forget the images that many of us recently saw from Lampedusa, is that of migration. With one out of seven people on the planet on the move, migration is directly affecting people and countries around the world. In Ghana today, important initiatives such as the National Health Insurance Scheme clearly show that fighting inequality is a national priority. That said, more programs and concrete initiatives are still required.
The National President of Ghana United Nations Student Association, Myra Togobo, in a message recommended that Ghana invest in the youth and involve them in the various stages of developing and implementing the next lines of development action. A UN website was launched to help Ghanaians know the programs of the organization. An exhibition was also opened to showcase how the different UN agencies in Ghana have aligned themselves with the national development agenda.
That report was filed by Victoria Haji and Deborah Arthur.
Meanwhile, a senior research fellow at the Legon Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy, LESIAD, Dr. Vladimir Chidanso, however, believes the UN can do more for the international community than it is currently doing. He spoke to Ibrahim Kwarteng.
Well, somehow it has done very well, except that I wouldn't say they haven't lived up to it. They have had problems in trying to live up to its expectations, and therefore wouldn't write them off as such. You know, new things are coming up, but the structure of the UN is such that it cannot cope up with the new phenomena, intrastate conflicts and things like that. It was set up on a state-centric basis, so it is state-to-state relation. Unfortunately, more and more things are making the state-to-state relationship problematic. Globalization, the transborder kind of problems, issues in national boundaries and things like that, which the United Nations was not structured for. And these are the problems they are facing, and therefore wouldn't write them off as...
Doc, let's situate it within the context of modern times. Would you say, once again, that the UN is relevant in modern times, since there isn't any sort of metamorphosis that would enable the UN to deal with challenges currently facing the world?
I wouldn't say it should be written off. I mean, the UN has problems, and what you need to do is to restructure the UN in order to be able to fulfill the aspirations of its member states, and especially the peoples of the world. So it needs restructuring. I wouldn't say it's not relevant. It is extremely relevant, as we all look for a modicum of some kind of global normative through global governance. And it's the only institution one can look at and say, well, we can all now meet and say we want X, we want Y. And so I wouldn't write them off. I wouldn't write the organization off. I wouldn't subscribe to any person's or any idea which says that it has outlived its usefulness and it must be scraped off.
A senior research fellow at LESI at Dr. Vladimir Entridanso.